From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in Northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. A well-known horse whisperer has passed away in Northern Michigan. Alex McClellan was the owner of H&H Stables in Leelanau County, and he lived his life among horses until health problems forced him to shut down. Interlochen Public Radio's Caroline McGregor has this remembrance.
For years, Alex McClellan helped others make a connection with horses. The unique setting of his ranch near Empire offers riders immediate access to Leelanau State Forest and Michigan's Shore to Shore Trail, which traces its way 220 miles across the Lower Peninsula. The trails are a flashback to the lumber era and horses that once hauled sleigh loads of logs headed for steamships in Empire. It's familiar territory for Alex's horses, and for visitors, it's a chance to disconnect, to view the area's scenery from the back of a horse.
Lou walks fast, just a fast walker. So, and he's the only gilding. All the rest are mares.
Alex is at the hitching post, preparing his horses for a trail ride. In his faded jeans and dusty boots, he looks the part of the cowboy lifestyle he embraces. At H&H, you could take 1 or 2 hour tours with an experienced trail guide. Or as Alex said, for as long as you can sit in the saddle. The ranch was the scene for many weddings and a couple of movie productions. And over the years, visitors included riders with physical and emotional disabilities.
This girl used to bring this autistic kid out here. He was too scared to get on him, but he loved to see him and touch him and stuff. And he'd go out in that pasture. Every one of them horses would come see that kid. Come take a little sniff of him and then go back to what they're doing. And the kid could just walk amongst them.
Last year, Alex suffered a near-fatal heart attack. It gave him a taste of his own mortality.
I don't know what actually led to it. Probably bad living. But, you know, I have known for a few years, it's been getting harder and harder for me to take care of these guys all by myself in the winter.
Alex had to say goodbye to his horses because he was too weak to care for them. The one horse he kept was Biscuit, a chestnut-colored Mustang with an independent spirit.
He's got one of them open characters. It's like if there was a crowd of people and somebody said, "Who wants to try this?" Biscuit's hand would be the first one up.
After his heart attack, Alex was in the hospital for several weeks. He spent hours on the phone each day matching horses with new homes.
Even though I had to close down because of my health, it was still important to me that these horses ended up in the right place. Not just any place.
After he got out of the hospital, Alex decided to donate a trailer load of horses to Camp Kohana, a kids' retreat near Pyramid Point. In his truck, one of the horses shifts his weight in the trailer.
They're getting antsy.
They do much better when you're moving.
As he reaches the camp, several teens are eagerly awaiting his arrival. They run up to greet the horses.
All right, last load.
Yep. Let's load for a chamode.
Alex parks next to a barn and unloads the horses. He hands over the reins to a group of girls.
Ivy, you freaking out there?
Oh, yeah. Peter's very excited.
On the way home, Alex is quiet.
Don't you feel sad?
Well, sure, but it's part of business and it's impossible. If I'm on disability and messed up, where am I going to get $13,000 a year to feed these guys?
That's a lot.
More than some people make in a freaking year.
Alex was raised near Detroit by Gaelic-speaking immigrant parents. He was the high-energy kid, easily distracted in the classroom. Alex's first introduction to horses came one day when he was walking home from school. He discovered 3 Shetland ponies and a horse grazing in a field. He tried to ride the horse and wondered why it kept laying down. A few days later, he invited another boy to tag along. The two set their sights on the ponies.
We'd just get on them and hold on like hell, and they'd just go running around in there. Well, this day they were coming after us. Jason, I'm running, and I'm going to jump between the fence, you know? Well, just as I was getting to the fence, that pony got me by the ass.
The ruckus caught the attention of the property's owner.
So he heard all the commotion. That's what got him outside, the guy who owned the place.
The guy was a retired cop. His horse, Ace, was a member of Detroit's Mounted Police. Instead of scolding the boys, the officer invited them back to ride. At 18, Alex signed up for the Army. After a stint overseas, he returned to the horses, working as a trail guide. Alex had a dream, to open his own trail riding center in the country. He drove trucks to save money to buy land up north.
I didn't fit in where I was born. I needed to come up here to fit in, because this is where I belong.
He'd sit for hours in his truck outside a large ranch near Chum's Corner. Glenn Stafford was a horse dealer from Kentucky and the owner of that ranch.
Just watching us work horses. We had a big corral for the ballpark now and everything.
Glenn gave Alex a job.
He started out cleaning the stalls, and he ended up riding. Alex was a good horse trainer, real good horseman.
Glenn fronted Alex a few horses and a trailer, allowing him to open his first stable. In 2003, he opened H&H Farms, which later became H&H Stables. Those who knew Alex describe his gift with horses as a relationship of trust.
He was able to communicate with the horses and have them trust him because he was quiet and understanding with the horses.
That's Linda Pouncey, a neighbor who owns Pouncey Ponderosa, a local horse ranch.
That is certainly what I think of when I think of a horse whisperer. He had that quiet, calm way about him when he worked his horses.
6 months after his heart attack, Alex was diagnosed with stage 4 liver cancer. His doctor thinks it likely came from a blood transfusion Alex had after he was stabbed in a fight in his youth.
I knew my juice was going down, I just didn't know why. Well, now I know why.
Treatment options were risky, but Alex was a fighter. Each day, he wrestled with Medicaid, mounting bills, and a broken-down tractor that forced him to clean horse pens with a rake and shovel. One Sunday in late fall, Alex stopped by Linda's ranch.
Yeah, he came down, big smile. I just wanted to let you know I'm going to be gone for a few days. And just so you know, Jan's down there, you know, positive as usual. I'll be back. I'll see you in a few days.
But Alex never came home. Within days of admitting himself to hospital, Alex McClellan passed away. Biscuit found a new home with a friend who shares Alex's love of horses.
These horses have been with me a long time. They're like your family dog. You know, even though there's so many, you know each one of them separate personalities. Just like your kids or your friends, you know.
H&H Stables has closed. Future plans for the property are unknown. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Caroline McGregor.
This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Thanks for tuning in.